Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hi, Sam. I received an offer from you guys, one of many, and I'm actually looking at getting a loan for some capital expenditures.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to talk to you about that. I have a reservation code, if that makes any difference. Or
oh, absolutely, yeah. What's that code?
2411-0401-0008-1123.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'll pull up your file here and see, you know, exactly what we're working with. All right, and what was your name?
Ron Tonini.
Ron, okay. And what's the name of the business you're calling with, Ron?
Picture Marketing.
Picture Marketing. Okay, looks like I got you right here. All right, let me see. And is that, are you an LLC for the business structure?
No, we're a corporation. It says LLC on the mail, but it's actually incorporated.
Oh, okay.
Incorporated in February 2002. It's a California corporation.
Okay, excellent. All right, let me go ahead and make that little change. All right, and we have you, is it 1202 Grant Avenue, number D?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. So, let's see. Yeah, it looks like the offer that we had sent to you, it was for both equipment and capital. Sounds like you're looking more along the lines of capital. Why don't you, you know, tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I can kind of point you in the right direction here.
Okay. So just operating capital and equipment purchases, actually, are both.
Oh, looking for both? Okay.
Yep. We have some pretty significant pipeline deals, and I want to be ready to act on them. So this is usually pretty expensive money to do that. We've done this one time in the past, and a little bit painful, but all things considered, it's from a risk management standpoint, it's sometimes better to have the money than not. So
okay.
We've been in business 15 years. Our sales is a fairly small company. Our sales run rate is $2 to $3 million.
Oh, nice.
So not tiny, but not huge. It's a marketing company. We create marketing software and sell hardware that runs that software. It's experiential marketing based. It's kind of a social marketing company. So what we do is take photos of consumers in experiential marketing settings and leverage that photo in terms of its value, both socially networked and look for ways to help companies extract value from that.
Oh, okay.
From those photos. So typical customers are brands and agencies.
Sure.
Our website, you can see a kind of scattering of customers there. So typical sales deals around $7,000 to $10,000, could be as low as $500 for kind of a SaaS-based software as a service, kind of do it yourself, log on and turn it on, or it could be the largest recent deal is about a $250,000 deal with T-Mobile, about a $180,000 deal with Chrysler a few months back. So the large deals are like that; they're usually custom builds. And but typically, brands or agencies that come to us, and they'll be going to an event, and they'll want to take photos at that event, and we make all that turnkey and easy for them.
Sure. Okay. All right. Now, as far as the capital that you're looking to bring on, how much were you looking for?
Oh, I don't know that I need $250,000. We have I'll probably get between $100,000 and $200,000.
Okay. And was that all just for capital expenditures, or was there the equipment cost included into that?
Well, we have equipment that we are purchasing. We have we're meeting with Abercrombie and Fitch next Monday to do a rollout to all their stores. That would involve somewhere between 40 and 60 stores. We're meeting with Petco regarding a 1,400 store rollout. So So I would call it all capital expenditure right now, but those deals, those two deals I mentioned aren't signed. They're just in the pipeline. But if they got signed, we would use the money to purchase that equipment.
Okay. Okay.
We have equipment we own now. We could, depending on how it needs to be couched within your all's world, we could finance that equipment or release that equipment back to you, or however that works for you.
Yeah, we can kind of, I guess the first step is just to see, exactly what we're able to qualify you for, to see what kind of programs we're dealing with. And then we can go over a couple different options to see, what path might make the most sense for you. Did you say you've done a working capital loan before?
Yes, we have.
Okay. Yeah. So the nature of the program, it's primarily based on the sales of the business. Usually we're able to free up 10 to 15% of the top line revenue. So that's where that $250,000 comes from. But you don't need to take the full amount. We can set you up on, however much you need, but that cash would then be deposited into the business checking account. It's unsecured and you're free to use it however you see fit. If a ballpark of how much you need, not too sure exactly the specifics on how you're going to spend it, it can make some sense. If you know that you're looking for certain pieces of equipment, sometimes it can make some sense to finance that separately from just the capital side of things. Because of the nature of the working capital loans being unsecured, they do cost a little more than what you would have for a typical equipment financing type program where it's secured with the collateral, the equipment being the collateral. So I always do recommend, if you know that you're going to be purchasing equipment, let's go down that route first, because it's a little cheaper that way. But having the versatility to be able to spend the money however you like, there's value to that as well. So I think the first step here is let's go ahead, get you qualified, see how much we're able to approve you for, and hash out exactly how you're going to spend it, even if you know at this time. I know you said you're meeting on Monday with Abercrombie and Fitch, so you might have a little clearer picture after that. Does that sound? Catching on there?
Yep. No, that's all good.
Okay. Now, let's say just for the capital sort of things, what type of? I guess can you give me an idea of what sort of things you're putting the capital toward, how you're spending it?
Yeah, it is. Equipment, it's programming, it's marketing, some sales expenditures.
Okay.
And just nothing unusual, just the general working capital.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now a couple qualifying questions just to see where we're going to land. Are you the 100% owner over there?
No, I'm 25% owner. There's a couple of other owners that bring us to over 50%. And then it's a corporation with, probably another 40% held by fairly small shareholders.
Okay.
Back in the day when, dot-com boom type bust where you gave your UPS guy 1,000 shares.
Sure, yeah. You get a share.
Right. So for better or worse, there's a slew of people on there that have really tiny amounts of the company, but three major shareholders own over 50%, and then there's a couple others that are, in the 5 to 7% realm.
Okay.
Then it just dwindles down to, 0.2, 0.1.
Okay. Stuff. Usually for these sort of loans, especially if we're going to be talking between 100 and 200,000, at the very least, we try to get at least 50% of the ownership kind of verified. So if you have three major shareholders that bring you to that, it's something that we can definitely easily keep it as easy as possible. I won't need to go into too much detail over the minority shares or anything like that. Now, as far as, let's say, are you at 25%, you're the majority owner then? Is that true? Okay. So as far as your personal credit, what does that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
Excellent.
Okay. That helps a lot in this situation.
Is it personal guarantee on the loan?
It depends on the program that you qualify for. The loan itself is going to go on the business credit. It's not going to show up on a personal credit. You, as the business owner, will be the one that ultimately signs the loan, though.
Great.
I won't know exactly right now which program we're dealing with, but usually, if you're 25% and we get the other two or three to put us over 50%, we might need them to sign as well, but we might be able to do it with just yours. I won't know until we actually hash all of it out. But I can find out fairly easily once we kind of go through the process when we're, say, 24 hours away from where we are now. I can have answers to that question for you.
Okay.
Now, to get to that point, I'll need a few things from you. Basically, what I need is a one-page application, but on that application, I would just need your signature on it, but I would need the information for the other major shareholders that would push us over 50%, so it would be their social security numbers and addresses. Then, in addition to the application, I'll need 6 months of the business bank statements, so the most recent 6 months bank statements, as well as the most recent business tax return that you have. So are you guys, did you complete 2015?
We haven't yet, but I can give you 2014 and 13. And...
Okay. All right. Yeah. Did you file an extension on 2015?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, it's just extended.
Okay, yeah. So with that, I can do the 2014 tax return with the 2015 extension.
Okie doke.
And then do you, as far as your customers go, do they pay with credit cards or do you accept credit cards as payments?
We do. If they sign up a credit card authorization form, and average credit card charges are usually around probably average, well, we've taken credit card payments as high as 75 or 90,000, but so the, I don't know if the average is meaningful, but average is usually several thousand dollars. There's about $50,000 worth of credit card charges per month on average. So I could send all those statements also.
Okay, yeah. So I guess I would need 4 months of the merchant processing statements. And then that gives us, to recap for you, it's the application, 6 months of the bank statements, 4 months of the merchant processing statements, and the tax return with the 2015 extension. Now, and I can put all this in an email for you in a list, make it very simple. But with that, once I get all of those back, I can submit it to underwriting and get you, an approval in 24 hours. From there, we'll know more about which program we're working with for like the requirements going forward, but I can at least give you the total approval amount and then the terms that you qualify for as well, and we can kind of go over those, give you a couple different options to see kind of what makes the most sense. Now, as far as the terms go, you're looking for somewhere between 100 to 200,000. How soon do you expect to see a return on that money?
A return in terms of what?
Like a return on the investment in the, for the programming, the marketing, how soon do you expect to see a return on that? Just because we can match you up with a term that matches your return.
Oh, I would expect immediately, like some of the deals, we would use it to help invest in some of the deals in the pipeline. They would close and so we would get a return.
Okay. If that's the case, then we can find some options that are going to be, a little more appealing, just because the way that it works is we'll approve you for the largest amount and we'll approve you for the longest term and then work backwards from there. So if you're going to see a return, on a short scale, on a short term, we can match you up with a term that matches it. That way you're not, stretching it out over 2 years, something like that. You're going to be paying more interest as opposed to taking a shorter term that matches your return. You minimize your interest cost. So because it's a working capital loan and it's unsecured, the cost of it is a little higher than your traditional loan. But if you have a quick return and you're able to match your term up to that, you can minimize that cost. And those are kind of the options that I can go over with you once we get the actual approval. You follow me with that?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. So how about, what is a good email address that I can send you the application and that list of what I'll need from you?
Send it to rtonini, R like in Ron, Tonini is T-O-N-I-N-I, at picturemarketing.com.
Picturemarketing.com, okay. Okay, so what I will do is I will put together the email right now. It'll have the application and the list of what I need. You'll also have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions while you're gathering everything, you can shoot me an email, you can give me a call, and I can get back to you right away. But I will send you that email right now. If you have everything together, did it sound like something like, you know, the merchant statements, the tax return, is that all pretty easily accessible for you?
I can get it all to you today.
Oh, okay, perfect.
The application's simple. I can.
Yeah, it's one page long. It's very, very simple, basic. But I do want to remind you to include the information for the other major shareholders, because that will expedite the process for us. And I'll put a note in the email reminding you that as well.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, so if you get that back to me today, I can go ahead and get it everything packaged up and submitted early tomorrow morning. And if that's the case, a lot of times we'll get an answer pretty quickly. I could have something for you as soon as tomorrow afternoon. That's the hopeful scenario. If not tomorrow afternoon, then we'll definitely have something for you on Thursday.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right, so I look forward to getting that from you.
Okay, did you have any other questions for me right now while you have me on the line that I can help you with?
No, I'm sure the terms will explain documents will eventually explain the terms. I know this is...
Yeah.
Well, you may know roughly right now. I mean, it's usually not very cheap money, but depending whether it's secured or unsecured or in length and all that. But what's your standard kind of interest rates?
Sure. So we typically start... APR? Yeah, well, what we'll do, we don't actually attach an APR to it. We just give you a fixed cost of funds. So let's say you borrow $100,000. We'll tell you a fixed amount that you're going to pay back. So like you borrow $100,000, you're going to pay back, I don't know, it, depending on the term, it can vary, like $120,000. And that amount won't change. It won't balloon or anything like an APR. The only time it'll change is if you decide you want to pay it back early, which at that point we offer discounts for early prepayments. So once you get the approval, we'll tell you exactly how much you're going to pay back on the amount that you borrow. And the only time it changes is if you want to pay it back early or if you get midway through the term. It's a renewable source of capital. So once you get midway through the term, we open you up to refinancing options where additional funds are available with longer terms and usually lower rates, because at that point you would be a returning customer.
Do you guys do a UCC filing?
Normally we do. The majority of the time we do. We have a few programs where it's not required. Was there a specific need or want when it comes to that?
No, my CFO just was curious as to whether you did or not. So
yeah, the majority of the time we do.
Okay, got it. Okay, great. I look forward to getting that from you.
Okay, absolutely. I'll send it out to you right now. It'll take me probably about 5 minutes to put it together.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ron.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.